hotel, I felt it was.
Stay at the Mamounia.
I stayed. Do you know the hotel there?
Just the Mamounia.
Because that's pretty. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No, they didn't put me up there.
I think they've renovated it since I was there, so I haven't seen it in its new.
Because it's so seriously.
Really.
A regal. And
oh
a,
yeah.
And a, but not in a.
Yeah.
Desperate.
In a Moroccan way, right?
Yeah.
I remember going to the bar there.
And the terracotta wall. It's like a huge.
Yeah, it's like a palace.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I love Morocco. You look kind of like Christopher Walken. Do people tell you that?
I get that.
Oh.
Nice. So you went to there for just to go?
Morocco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went with some friends a couple of years ago.
Did you stay in one of the bungalows in the back?
Oh, no, I didn't stay at the hotel. Oh. I don't know if I ever stayed there. I feel like we went as a kid. I went as on a film trip as a kid. But no, I went. My friend rented a house, so I went there. And we went there, just had to go to the bar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like Morocco.
Did you get a scooter?
No. That'd be fun.
That's the thing. Yeah, I always feel that whenever you go to any, that feeling of being a visitor.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think of like Rome or something, but I wouldn't have thought to get a scooter in Morocco. It's a good idea. I'll remember
that.
Have
you done that in Rome?
I've never done that. I just feel like I should.
It's a little.
I think it might be a little scary. But
That's the point.
Yeah.
It's gonna. Stop at the red light.
Yeah.
Rest
and then free for all. Yeah.
You know, including staying in the people straddling lanes and
Oh yeah.
So, I was talking to Mr. Dorf. About I'm sure you're, presumably this is a peeve of yours, but I get very, very, frustrated at times from actors who I feel overly rely on cigarettes, particularly when the camera is just staying on them, you gotta do something.
Oh, right.
So, I know, I'll light up,
Oh, yeah.
But, and I was telling him that I don't, I think that is possibly because I think there's a certain art to, if you're going to be smoking on camera, you have to know how to do it.
Oh, yeah, he's a real smoker.
And he's a pretty good smoker.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think people can look self-conscious, you're right, I didn't think about that, because it seems natural to and I feel like it's that kind of thing of, when you don't know what to do and you're buying time, just when you're alone, like, that he would, it gives him something to do. Like, I think he does that in real life.
You know, speaking of Marrakesh, I was Malkovich for a while.
Oh, really?
And he lit up in the you can smoke indoors in Marrakesh.
Oh, really?
I
didn't know that.
It's funny to
it's weird, be
indoors.
But I know, it's so unusual nowadays.
But Dorf was saying, actually, you can do it in Louisiana, too.
Oh, really? Didn't know that. Take a little smoker to know what the places you can smoke.
Yeah.
I remember when people used to smoke on the airplane. Maybe the non-smoking section.
That doesn't happen.
No, but I remember that. Like, going to Japan, and you'd be, in the non-smoking section. It was so weird.
Huh.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I thought it was... it must be very, very difficult, as I was saying to him, and I'm sure that you're... I don't know... what pitfalls actors can fall in, but I would imagine there's a real art to not looking as if you know that the camera's on you and you have to do something. That you can see the wheels turning.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult to do. I think it looks easy when it's done well, but right. I think it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to not look self-conscious. And he was even talking about waking up and falling asleep in a real way. It's true that a lot of times... it's not believable. So I think it's hard, and also not to have anything to hide behind.
Well, when women wake up, I think in movies,
they full makeup
because they look too good.
Yeah, full makeup.
Yeah,
that's true.
Was that a reason why you liked him? Because you had that belief sense that he was good at not doing anything and doing very little and doing it well.
Well, I feel like he's a good actor, so I hoped he could do that. But I think the first reason was because he was so sweet. That besides being a good actor. I felt like I really needed that because the character could be really unlikable, and you needed someone sweet that is, that will give it heart and come through. Otherwise, you wouldn't care about watching it, I think.
Do you raise your voice at all when you're acting, or do you when you're directing, or do you
I'm pretty
whisper
much,
in people's ears? Or
no, I'm pretty much like this, I think. Maybe a little more energy, because there's energy on the set. There's
And you, so you never just say to somebody, let's just do it again. And then, let's just do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, some people do that, just like Kubrick used to do that, just again.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah? Wear them down? and get
sometimes,
them to,
sometimes it's good to do that.
What's the most?
I don't usually. Oh, I don't do a million takes, but sometimes instead of stopping and resetting, if you just do it again, they're kind of already in it and not and not starting at the beginning kind of thing.
Is he pretty good right at the get-go, or does he get better after 10, 15?
Well, that's a good question. I think he's pretty good at the get-go. I never did a ton of takes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How about Elle Fanning? Is she also...
She's great, yeah.
Right from,
yeah. I feel like there's also not a big switch when you start... when she's just talking and then going into a scene, you don't feel like she switches. It just kind of seamlessly feels natural. But that's funny. I can't remember. Like, yeah, so some people are like, what take they're always good at. I bet there's some actors that are better by take six. Or, I felt like an early take. We didn't do a lot of takes. We were kind of moving fast just in the nature of having a small, a quick schedule and low budget. You know, you have to keep moving along.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we only did a couple takes on a lot of things.
So I was trying to explain, I do this weekly podcast thing with my critic friend, Sasha Stone, who has and I was trying to explain to her as we were doing the kind of podcast, I said, it's my favorite film of yours by far because of the ballsiness of it, because the, you know, the art filminess of it.
Thank you.
And the way it doesn't tell a typical story. She started laughing, you know, and I said, well, no, this is, I mean this in a positive sense.
Yeah.
It's really intriguing because it's not doing the usual thing. And she says, okay, well, you know, didn't mean to laugh, but, you know, so there's obviously people that are, that say, what do you mean there's not that much of a story? I don't want to go, you know.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you appreciate it.
But I, so if someone were to, accost you on the street and say, listen, I hear that you have an interesting film, but it doesn't, you know, there's no
action.
Standard action, plot. And you would say to them as you're trying to delicately extricate yourself from the situation, you would say, yeah, but I think you should see it because...
Oh, what would I say?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's probably, I would think it's refreshing for an audience to get to have a, to get to breathe in between things and not just be bombarded and get to think and... A lot of people tell me that they think about it a lot afterwards and talk about it. And so I feel like that would be refreshing. Who wants to see the same old thing all the time?
That's the best word I've heard.
Okay.
I'm glad I asked you that question.
Oh.
Yeah, a movie that breathes. That's really nice.
Oh, good.
Because we all know the feeling, the opposite.
Yeah,
overly plotted, congested, too stylized or, you know,
too busy. Yeah, bombarded by music. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt like, okay. And I also feel like just in modern life, we're always, you know, on contact and emails and things, and why not have a moment to be more quiet?
My son and I started chuckling.
Yeah.
In the very beginning.
Oh, good.
I think I may have told you this on the phone, or that after the third
time
around the track, or maybe the fourth, I went, oh, this is great. Maybe she's going to go again. And then you did go, I think.
Oh, really? So, I think it was four times. It always makes me really tense when I see it with the audience. I'm like, I'm always relieved when he gets out of the car because I feel like that everyone's saying, how many more times?
Have people chuckled ever under the screen that you've been just enjoying the game of it?
I feel like they, no, it starts a little later. I think people are still trying to adjust to where we are.
Well,
but I'm always glad when people laugh. I mean, in the movie in general. Like, people laugh a lot at the when he's in the plaster mask. Which I didn't expect. I think it's like that. There's just that nervous tension.
I thought it was kind of amusing. Also.
Yeah, you know, I think it is. It is funny to watch. I don't know why it's fun to watch him getting things done to him.
No, I guess there's some kind of a metaphor in that. You know, sometimes there's only you only can submit, and we all do that every day, in one way or another.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think I asked you on the phone. You know, you cook things up in a kind of a gradual way. And I said, are you cooking things up? And you said something about that you like to write. in the mornings. Did you say that? Or did you say the evening?
I used to write late at night, but now I just kind of do it in the afternoon. I think I usually start earlier in the day, and then I procrastinate until I get started by the afternoon.
You also
I'm not one of those like early morning writers like some people do. I'm not a morning person.
And I didn't realize you're completely not living at all in Paris, or do you?
Well, I have a place. We have a place there, but we're living like our daughter's in school here now.
And that you're here because of school for the kids. Is that the idea?
Well, I came to edit this movie, and then I was just sort of homesick for America. And my boyfriend's band, the Phoenix, who did the music, they've been on tour in the U.S., so it just made sense to be based here. But I like being in New York.
Yeah.
I have friends here, and it's fun with kids.
I have this idea that you would like, that you like Dumbo for some reason. Do you live in Dumbo?
Oh, I thought you meant the movie. I was just at Disneyland. We were on the Dumbo ride, so that's where my frame. I'm not that familiar with it. My cousin Jason Schwartzman, who does that show, he's in Portland. I think he lived there, and they film a lot there, and he really loves it. But I'm not that familiar with it. I live more like by Chinatown.
I won't consider it rude if you want to answer.
Oh, no. I was just wanting to know if my phone was off. I think it's you. Yeah.
Oh, that is me. I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind. Thanks.
That's, you know what that is? That's a friend, a publicist friend.
Oh.
Calling to Crow about the win of The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, and what? What did they
New
win?
New York Film Critics announced about an hour
ago. Oh, really? Oh, what else? I guess we didn't get anything.
Social Network, David Fincher, but Annette Bening. Actress.
Oh, great. I thought she was great in that.
And even in Mark Ruffalo, which is kind of surprised.
Really? Yeah, I thought Annette Bening really stood out in that. But,
And something else, screenplay.
For Kids Are All Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it's good. Do you feel that now that you've done your austere art film that you can... that you're going to go in some other direction, or did you like this a lot to the point that you want to?
I liked it, but I feel like I'll probably do something else, just because I feel like every movie is a kind of reaction to what I already got to do, and I always want to do something else. But I'm not sure what style. But yeah, I would think to try some. Yeah, but I liked working in a small way with like a small crew and doing something intimate.
Don't you have it in your head that you've? You know, would like to knock out a film every, a couple of years, or do you have a little idea in your mind?
I have a quality over quantity aspiration. Oh, I think your phone answered.
She finally, I'm sorry.
Oh, is it someone that's working on that movie or something, and she wants you to write about it?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear?
She was saying, I could hear her saying hello.
Sorry. That's so funny. So the one that they get, they got to get it out there. So I guess I would do the same.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I Oh yeah, I just I feel like it takes a couple of years by the time writing and putting the financing together. I'm gonna take a little break in between just to refresh what I'm thinking about. But I don't feel this impetus of like wanting to make a movie every year. I don't know how people do that anyway.
You mean you could see yourself not making one for longer? Couple of years? I'm
working. Like it seems like to you, I've taken a break, but I'm writing and putting it together. So I'm working on it. I'm usually working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take a little pause just to kind of regroup and then.
I just think that very few people have the are able to. I probably a lot of people would like to make a film that has as much breathing room as you say as this. I'm sure that every filmmaker worth his or her salt envisions perhaps going in this direction and trying a film that feels like this and has this kind of pace and everything, And I just love that you had the. You must have had people telling you, "Look, it sounds cool, but can you make a short film but make something else for a feature?" Someone must have said that to you.
I don't know. Somehow I got indulged, and people went along with like. Okay, let's see what she's going to do with this. I mean, the people I work with, the financiers, and because it's low budget, it's a small budget, I think there isn't as much at stake to...
Under 10? Under 5?
Yeah, 7.
Oh. Well, that is pretty low, isn't it, by today's...
Yeah. I wanted it to be less, but just shooting in L.A. and stuff.
Not to get all technical, but I presume that it was mostly shot, all shot digitally, or wasn't it?
No, shot on film.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that must have upped the cost a little bit.
Yeah, probably. Shooting 35 millimeter. And shooting in Italy, like, they were saying, oh, we could shoot LA, Italy and LA, but I just thought it wouldn't be the same.
You know, it's funny, you can tell it feels authentically Italian.
Okay.
But you could theoretically have faked it, because they don't really go anywhere except for the hotel.
Yeah, that's true, but the people don't look the same. The extras wouldn't look the same. I feel like that's so much a part of it, like, them in contrast to all the people.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I think that you can, faces, you know. Have you ever sat in the airports and just looked at the, like I've noticed in Texas, you know, there's a shape, there's a certain contour to faces down there.
Oh, I never noticed it. I mean, I noticed more like the clothes and the style, but yeah, I didn't notice the actual.
In Croatia, I noticed there, I mean, it's really fascinating to sit in the airports and just, you can really, there really is a distinct look to certain areas
of
the country.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, I'm going to look out for that.
Down in, I mean, you know, what's the fattest state in the Union, for instance? I think it's Mississippi.
Oh.
Worst food, fatty foods. I remember sitting in Mississippi last year at this time.
Yeah, I guess I don't spend that much time in.
It's just a trip. It would look at all the Kmart clothing and.
Yeah, I was just at Disneyland, and it's definitely, you get kind of a part of.
In Anaheim
In LA. In LA. And yeah, it's just different style than you see in New York and LA. Yeah.
That's an odd part of the. That's an ugly drive, down 5 and all that clutter. I mean, it used to, when they first built it, what, in 55, it was a. Portions of Anaheim that were kind of opening green and pretty.
Yeah, I didn't notice because we were just in the car listening to music, and I kind of like going for a drive because I guess in New York you don't do that as much.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you something. Oh, yeah. If I think I mentioned that the thing about film. Oh, yes. You chose film, obviously, because you felt that you could get something texturally, light-wise, composition, that you really felt, no matter how high-end, like the Red camera is very highly regarded by Soderbergh, and most everybody swears by it. Now, why did you feel, isn't it faster also to light that with the
We just used natural light, and so Harris was confident that we could move quickly with and still shoot on film.
Huh.
I just love film. I think it has a different feeling about it. It has a kind of romantic quality, and video film's more immediate to me, and I just felt, I don't know, film gives a little kind of distance, and I don't know, this kind of beautiful soft quality.
But you were indoors a lot of the
time. Yeah, yeah. But we're using natural light in the windows in the hotel room, so I feel like it looks like what it's really like in the rooms. Yeah, it was very little lighting.
No,
sometimes Harris would just throw up one little light.
I presume that film itself has become much more light sensitive, even digital register. So is it in fact the case?
I think so, because we shot some stuff that, I remember you need less light, but Harris could answer that better. Not to stop.
I just don't know. I never ask this stuff when I speak to directors, because I'm always so taken with the bigger. But I've come to think that most people are just going straight with digital and the red, and that film itself, as we know it,
I hope
shed a tear.
I feel like I'm kind of going to shoot it as long as I can. And even with snapshots, I take film snapshots, and it's harder and harder to get it processed and printed. And
really?
Yeah.
You take actual film camera. That's how you.
I shoot 35 millimeter snapshots. I just think it has a look that doesn't. I don't know how to do it on digital. Yeah. And a lot of times, because digital corrects things, where film, it's those flares and mistakes that can be the nicest things, I think.
I've noticed that the one thing that still is a problem with digitally shot films and digital projection is that the blacks look inky. They don't look right. But film blacks are wonderful.
We looked a lot at, like, in the color timing about how much the blacks, it's true. I loved working with Harris.
So you've So you see yourself as like flying back and forth between New York, and you're never going to be a Los Angeles person, not for the foreseeable future.
I don't think so, because I have half French kids, so we want to be connected to their family in France, and I like New York because I can go to California and see my family. But I like New York. New York has an energy to it. It's nice to, just because I didn't grow up here. I grew up in California, so it has a different pace that I find energizing.
As the son of an advertising guy, New Jersey, but a lot of Wilton, Connecticut.
Like Mad Men stuff?
Yeah, he was that era.
Oh, really?
That era.
Yeah.
And I felt from living in Wilton, and a place that was fairly well-moneyed, fairly affluent, is that wasn't the greatest place to be reared, because you came up with the idea that this is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty isolated.
Yeah. And I just don't think it really brought out a lot of. Didn't kind of give you a sense that the world is something you have to really, compete in.
Right.
You have to kind of get up there and kind of find your way through
that's
it.
That's interesting.
It's too kick back,
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And I like the how you interact with people from all. It's all mixed together here, where other places can be more separate.
Wilton is kind of semi-Republican town.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. It's probably not a lot of...
So, what are the kids? Do the kids basically do a lot of drinking and...
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Napa, in a small town, so it was maybe not that extreme, but...
Did you go to high school in that?
Yeah, in St. Louis. Okay. Yeah, up in Napa Valley, yeah.
Was it a private or a public?
No, just a local public school.
A lot of kids aimlessly drinking and drugging?
There's a lot of, because there's nothing else to do in a small town, yeah. San Francisco is an hour away, so we go see bands, but in general, there was a lot of,
Have you ever seen firsthand, either friends, close friends, drug problem people, has that ever affected you, that syndrome of, nothing to do, kind of aimless feelings?
Not personally, but I've been around, people that have seen that,
Just talking to Dorf about he was asking me about Christian Bale's crack addict character.
Have you seen that movie? Yeah, you've probably seen everything. Yeah, I want to see that. Did you like it?
Yeah, a lot.
That's cool.
It's interesting. Unlike with Dorf, you don't feel he's acting. One of the things I love about
him. Yeah, no, that's a great actor.
But you're very aware that you're seeing a performed
right,
thing.
Right.
However, if it's good enough, you stop being concerned about that.
Yeah. No, I think it's, a great ballerina or something. It looks effortless. But I want to see Black Swan. What did you think?
I'm in heaven about that, yeah.
Do you love it?
That's wonderful.
I'm so curious, because some people, I keep hearing really extreme things, but I'm excited to see it.
Well, here's what I understand. This is from my friend Ann Thompson, who you talked to at Venice.
Oh, yeah.
And others. I think any woman who's been through...
Beeped. Is that okay?
Oh, is that me?